Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. My name is Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's start this episode. No, seriously, we are starting right now, guys. I have something to say, and I don't need any intros to get in the way of this. And this one simple thing that I want everyone who listens to understand, and that is that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to live the best life possible. For too long, there's been this notion out there, these feelings of, oh, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve good. I don't deserve happiness. We spend years, and I mean years of our lives, feeling that way, holding ourselves back. We are our own worst critic. Let me say that again. We are our own worst critic. We punish ourselves for things we did, said, thought about sometimes years ago, sometimes decades ago, and we hold on to it and we don't forgive ourselves. And sometimes it lingers for so long inside of us without us even noticing it that it slowly influences how we look at life and how we make decisions. This is the Guard Your Heart podcast, so we're really going to look into the heart today. Sometimes we tell ourselves, oh, I'm a mess, so I don't deserve this. I don't deserve love. So we go through relationship after relationship after relationship, actually not even taking ourselves seriously. I mean, think about that. We may have serious intentions in the relationship. We may even be serious about the person to an extent. But we're not serious about ourselves. We're not serious about, oh, is this really making me happy? Is this really making me feel loved? Am I getting true fulfillment out of this? Or am I just giving? Am I just trying to fulfill a role? And why is that? Because deep down, we feel like we don't even deserve the best thing, the full thing. The truth is, we settle. And I'm not even just talking about a romantic relationship. I'm talking about friendships. I'm even talking about acquaintances. We give our energy, our time to these people who deep down are not the best for us, but we allow it to happen because we don't even want the best for us. I mean, really, it makes no sense, but we spend years thinking this way without even realizing it sometimes. But no, you can be happy. You can have fulfillment. You don't have to waste your time, your energy, putting yourself in situations where you do not even need to be in the first place just because of previous circumstances or not being able to forgive yourself or not fully understanding who you are and how important you are in life. Life is a beautiful, precious, short thing. We are here today and we are gone tomorrow. And that tomorrow comes quicker than anybody realizes. A year goes by very, very fast. Even though we've had this pandemic and things have sort of come to a crawl, it's still gone by quick. Have we learned nothing? It's a simple question, but I've learned something. Life is too short not to live it to its fullest. This even applies to me, and I will go much deeper about all of this, how it affects me personally in a future episode. But I had to learn that I deserve to be loved. And obviously, I mean in a romantic way. I deserve to be loved and to spend my life with someone who will love me and be there for me the same way that I'm willing to love and be there for them. One of the greatest things my wife has ever said to me, and even still says to me, to this day, is that I deserve all the great things. I deserve all the great things to happen to me. I don't know what pushed her to say that, but the moment she did, my mind was just like, wow. And I knew I needed to be with this woman for the rest of my life. And she said it early on in our relationship too, just through a casual conversation. My wife, my love, she had to show me that. It took me almost 30 years to get to that point to understand it. So that's why we're here today on the Guard Your Heart podcast, so that you too, hopefully sooner than me. And if you are older than me and you're listening, it still applies. You deserve the best. And there truly is no outside circumstance or situation that can stop you from getting to your best. At the end of the day, it's all internal. We hold ourselves back. We punish ourselves. We doubt ourselves. But it's not supposed to be that way. Like I said, that is the point of today's episode. I am coming against self-doubt. I am coming against unforgiveness towards oneself. I am coming against hating oneself, not trusting oneself, feeling like you can't measure up within yourself. That's what this episode is about today. It was never about being perfect, being flawless. It's not even about being the best. It's just about going out there and believing that you can have the most complete, best life. How that looks is, that's determined on an individual basis, but happiness, joy, life, freedom, all these good things that God provides, that God willingly gives to all of us, it is available and it is free. The cost of all of that is just simply going forth out there and going to get it, going to strive for it, going to look for it. There is nothing that can hold you back. And I am speaking, of course, to both Christian and non-Christian. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God did not create us. He did not create people specifically to suffer, specifically to be down. No, he created so that we may have life, so that we may live a full, joyous, great life. God is love. God is peace. God is joy. And he wants us to experience all of it. He wants us to feel that love. He loves us more than anything. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That means that no matter what we thought we could do, no matter what we thought we could prove or redeem ourselves, we were already in the wrong. But he died for us. He died for our sins, and he forgave us and offers us life everlasting. Which simply means that no matter what we may think, he already said you can have life. He already said you can be free. You can be blessed. You can be loved. You can be happy. He already said it's right here for you. Just come take it. And it's free. We as Christians, we don't realize what we have sometimes. And it takes a long time for us to break out of ourselves and to stop holding us back. God offers us everything. The love of the Father is everything, and he will look out for you, and he will bless you, and he will keep you, and he wants you. He created you with the intention of you living your best life. He didn't say, I created this person so that they can suffer and they can know nothing but pain their whole life. No, he sent his only begotten Son to die for that individual, for all of us, so that we may have life. So why aren't we living our best life? Why aren't we living the life that God wants us to live? I want you to live your best life. God, the one who created you, wants you to live your best life. And he's the one who can take your life away in an instant if he so chooses. He is all powerful and all knowing. He is right here. And he's saying, come walk with me. Let me show you the life that you won't believe is possible for you to live. Let me show you the great life that I have planned for you, that you'll love more than anything. Just come walk with me. Guys, this one has really been on my heart. Like I said, we punish ourselves. We hold ourselves back. We doubt ourselves. We beat ourselves down. And we're not supposed to. So anyone listening, I want you to forgive yourself. I want you to no longer hold yourself back and start believing that you can live your best life, that God wants you to live your best life. And yeah, you may hear this and not be Christian. You may hear this and not even believe in God or be close to God. You may be struggling with those type of thoughts about God. But just know that what I'm saying is the absolute 100% truth. God loves you. He created you. And he created you so that you could live your best life. And that truth will never change. So as always, thank you guys for listening. Please remember to send me your prayer request. Send your prayer request to low.corey@yahoo.com. I'd love to pray for you. I'd love for you guys to reach out. And I hope everyone under the sound of my voice hears what I'm saying. Let it resonate. And of course, let's close out in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you bless us and that you show us your love more and more each day. Let everyone who is listening, and even those who aren't listening, let them have an encounter with you, Father. Let them have an undeniable encounter with you, Lord God, where you show up and you show out in the name of Jesus. I just pray, Father, that everyone under the sound of my breath, that they would listen and that they would take this to heart and that they would guard themselves from themselves and remove the negative emotions and even begin to forget the negative experiences that have shaped their reality and shape how they looked at things. Let them begin to see and think in new ways, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.